Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa Department of Natural Resources, interpretive naturalist and educator, Ann Reardon, to discuss winter events that the DNR is helping with.
All right, and besides the Christmas bird count, are there any other events that the DNR is helping with coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggies for the year is that we'll have our first day hikes on January 1st. I know there's going to be at least 16 state parks that will have guided hikes on that day. And they're also doing the passport program again, where they have a opportunity for people to check in virtually to, well, they go to the state parks and they check in on their device. And then there's an opportunity to have a suggested hike at each of these 50 participating parks, and there's also opportunities for prizes. One of the things with first day hikes is that some folks like to go to multiple hikes, and so they're at different times throughout the day so that folks can go to different parks. And I know that I'm going to be having some more winter programs throughout the winter that, will be about things like winter survival and some hikes with warm-ups up in the shelter that has a fireplace. And I like to do some pop-up cross-country ski programs when the conditions are right. The park doesn't have skis, but I've got 7 or 8 pairs of skis. So I just bring those and we do that when the snow is good. And one of the other things that I've been working on is that I'm working on some virtual programs and webinars, because sometimes it's kind of hard to get people out on a winter day or a winter evening. And sometimes they don't have as much time, and sometimes it just doesn't sound like what they want to do. So I'm working on some virtual programs about cold water safety and ice fishing with some folks from fisheries and some folks from our safety programs, and beginning winter birding with our avian ecologist, and an ephemeral winter art thing where we use objects from nature and kind of create works of art with ice that only last for a little while, but that's kind of how nature is. So
that sounds pretty cool, especially the winter arts thing.
Yeah, thanks. So all of these should be, the information on all of these things should be on our DNR website, which is iowadnr.gov. But if anybody wants any information, wants to talk to anybody, I'm happy for them to contact me and I could maybe help them out with more information as well. Oh, I should tell you that our first day hike at Springbrook is going to be Sunday, January 1st at 1:00. And we're going to meet at the park house office and head out from there. And then at the end, we'll have some hot chocolate to warm up with if anybody wants to stop back in that office.
Okay. And the first day hikes, kind of like you were saying, that's first of the year, just a way to get people out and about and enjoying the outdoors for the first day of the new year.
Yeah. And it's kind of, how some people like to make New Year's resolutions. It's kind of a way, if you want to make a resolution that you're going to be active in the new year, you're going to be out in nature a little more, and it's just a great start for the year.
All right. Thank you very much, Ann.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.